This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Newsmax TV, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. It is 4:06, about to be 4:07 on the West Coast, 7:06, about to be 7:07 on the East Coast, which means hour number two of the Wayne Allen Root Show, Newsmax TV, only an hour away. And some of the big news stories in America, Trump demands the whistleblower testify. He tweeted out, say, Mark Levin, a great lawyer and scholar, said last night at his Mark Levin show, all you have to do is read the transcript of the call. You do not need Never Trumpsters or other witnesses to say what it means. It is plainly and very well stated for all to see. Witch hunt. And, you know, I'm not a fancy-schmancy lawyer, Mr. President. I've just been joking on my show, you know, just incredulous for days now, that a bunch of whistleblowers who weren't on the call are guessing what the call meant, and the person knows more about the call than them is me and you. Why is the music on, Chris? Is there a reason why the music is on? Chris? Why is the music on? There we go. Oh, you didn't know the music was on. There you go. See, we didn't know the music was on. I knew the music was on because I heard the opening show playing in my ear, and I thought, well, that's funny. Are we going to a break already? was that your elbow just jamming in the button? You wanted to serenade me, he says. What a sweet guy. He wanted to serenade me. So I've been joking for days now that you and I, all of my listeners and me, Wayne Root, know more about Trump's phone call than the people that are supposedly testifying, because none of them were on the call, and they're telling us what they heard from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone who was on the call, who was a spy who should go to jail for 20 years for listening in to the president's phone call and leaking what was in it. And you and I actually know what was in it because we saw the transcript. So these people that are whistleblowers don't know as much as us. It's bizarre. And Trump said, when I said on the phone call with the Ukrainian president, is perfectly stated. There's no reason to call witnesses to analyze my words and meaning. Just another Democrat hoax that I've had to live with from the day I got elected. Disgraceful. And then Trump said the whistleblower gave false information and dealt with corrupt politician Schiff. He must be brought forward to testify. Written answers not acceptable. Where is the second whistleblower? He disappeared after I released the transcript. Does he even exist? Where's the informant? Con. As in con man. As in this whole thing is a big con, a big scam. The other news is that James O'Keefe teases a new bombshell. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, great conservative investigative journalist, teases a new bombshell secret recording about Jeffrey Epstein to be released on Tuesday morning. O'Keefe said on Monday it's time to raise the stakes after his expose on CNN. A new insider has come to Project Veritas with secret recordings. And then he put up a hashtag at his Twitter, hashtag Epstein cover-up. Project Veritas will be releasing the Epstein recordings on Tuesday, November 5th. Our last insider helped us expose CNN. Now it's time to raise the stakes. A new insider has come to us with secret video recordings Epstein cover-up. In August, Jeffrey Epstein was found hanging in his cell from his bunk bed with a prison bedsheet wrapped around his neck. Epstein, who was 6 feet tall, reportedly secured the bedsheet to the top bunk of the bed and wrapped the sheet around his neck. The state of New York said Epstein's death was a suicide. The evidence shows he was likely murdered. Many close to Epstein fear he was murdered, and according to reports, shrieking and shouting was heard coming from Epstein's cell on the morning of his death. Epstein suffered broken bones in his neck and a broken hyoid bone. That is more common in strangulation death. Not just more common, but way more common. Top forensic pathologist Cyril Wecht, Dr. Cyril Wecht, said only 1% of hanging deaths resulted in broken hyoid bones. Last week, famed pathologist Dr. Michael Baden, who was hired by Epstein's family to observe the autopsy, went on Fox and Friends and said, evidence points to homicide over suicide in Epstein's prison death. He pointed to the 3 broken neck bones, very unusual suicide, more indicative of homicide strangulation. Bill Clinton, good friends with Epstein, traveled in his private jet, dubbed the Lolita Express, over 2 dozen times, and according to pilot logs, underage teenage girls were on the flight with good old Bill Clinton. And Hillary wants to be president again. And Fox News says Hillary's leading over Trump. Right, okay. Over 1,000 people rioted in New York City and demanded free subway fare and less cops. It's unbelievable. It's really simple. This is UNZ. I don't know what that is compared to TNZ, but it says more from UNZ. Black and brown people shouldn't have to pay for fares on public transportation. Don't you get it, bigot? This is funny. That's what nearly 1,000 protesters took to the streets of Brooklyn to demonstrate against the NYPD. Protesters started gathering in downtown Brooklyn near the Barclays Center at about 7 p.m. Friday with their signs reflecting the dual nature of the march. Flashier banners bore slogans such as "Don't let these pigs touch us" and "F the police" and "Punch that cop" and "NYPD out of the MTA," meaning police out of the subway, Metropolitan Transit Authority. Other signs read, "Free transit, poverty is not a crime, and our subways need more money for elevators, not for cops." Their grievances stem from 2 issues. 1, alleged police brutality against New Yorkers, including a group of teenagers who officers were seen fighting with in a recent viral video. The other issue is that police have vowed to create 500 additional jobs specifically for officers to monitor the subway network and arrest anyone who jumps the barriers rather than pay the $2.75 fare. Oh, now I get it. That's why all the liberals are so upset. Don't you get it? It's not about the fact that someone got beaten by a cop. It's about the fact that cops are putting a whole detail in to arrest people that jump the turnstile. Because all these liberal losers, these low-class liberal scumbag losers, have never paid a fare in their lives. They constantly jump the subway turnstile. That's what this is all about. I get it. More idiots. A left coast mayor calls for removal of the armed soldier silhouettes at the Veterans Memorial in Port Angeles, Washington. Port Angeles Mayor Sissy Brooke, or Brooch, I don't know which one it is. Who knows how these people pronounce their names? It looks like Brooke. Is calling for the removal of a silhouette of armed soldiers affixed to a fence built to guard a Liberty Bell replica at the Washington State City's Veterans Memorial Park. The $15,000 fence was approved earlier this year by city government and built with private donations. Mayor Sissy Brooke wants to remove the representations of guns from the new fence. I mean, of course, because all veterans would be offended by guns, right? Liberals just think like morons. She's been asked to pull a request for the Port Angeles City Council's Wednesday agenda. She says in a memo in the agenda packet that 2 decorative outlines of soldiers with guns have drawn objections. I've had comments from people saying, do we have to do guys with guns when guns are killing our children in schools? Adding she did not know how many complaints she received. We can use other symbols. Symbols should be of democracy that veterans defend rather than the tools of violence. This is just so amazing, right? How liberals think. You moron, it's guns that protect your democracy and your right to say the stupid things you're saying. Those soldiers died for you to be able to say the stupid things you're saying. And to die and fight, they have to have a gun in their hands to protect you. Cops need a gun in their hands to protect you. The Daily News reports Brooke's proposal is getting lots of pushback from residents, including the co-sculptor Bob Stokes. Stokes moved to tears. Said Saturday, my nephew, Captain Joseph Schultz, gave his life in Afghanistan for his country. All my relatives are veterans. This is a war memorial. We have to respect it. for what it is. I'm not taking the soldiers off. I'm not taking the guns off. Good job. And then, speaking of guns, Joy Behar on The View, one of the biggest idiots in America, liberal nutcases, don't tell Americans before you take their guns. Politicians seeking to confiscate guns from Americans should not share their plans with the public beforehand and should seek to maintain an element of surprise. She was discussing former presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, former. A Democrat from Texas said it was foolish of him to announce his plans for gun confiscation before he was elected. She advised all politicians to go after the country's guns after their assumed office. They should not tell everything they're going to do. If you're going to take people's guns away, wait until you get elected. Then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time. Unbelievable. And that's why, see, that's why Beto O'Rourke isn't a candidate anymore. Everybody laughed at him. He never got above 2%. These people are so dumb. When we get back, General Flynn's lawyers are formally asking Judge Sullivan to toss out the entire case for egregious government misconduct. Oh, I wish. From your lips to God's ears, I wish. Newsmax TV coming up in about 45 minutes or so, a little less. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. America's fast-growing cable news channel in 70 million homes today and 80 million by the year end. And on November 13th, we'll be in Vegas, the whole Vegas Valley, and Phoenix, and Tucson, and San Diego, and anywhere else that's Cox Cable, the third biggest cable operator in America, 6.2 million homes, adding Newsmax TV on November 13th, Channel 96. Get ready, Vegas, Channel 96. Wayne Alaruth Show, raw and unfiltered, 5 nights a week. Monday through Friday, Bill O'Reilly on Mondays and Tuesdays. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV. And to make it simple, call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and we will connect you to your local cable operator. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaruth, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the wall. PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, in hour number three, but right now it's USA Radio. General Flynn's lawyers to formally ask Judge Sullivan to toss out the entire DOJ case for egregious government misconduct. Sidney Powell and two of Flynn's other attorneys responded to the government's case and accused them of not addressing the Brady material that is still being withheld from the defendant. The Justice Department on Friday responded to Flynn's lawyer Sidney Powell's motion to compel production of Brady material and to hold prosecutors in contempt. Sidney Powell filed a motion a couple of weeks ago revealing that General Flynn was indeed set up by the FBI with an ambush, damaging leaks, and altered 302 reports. Powell revealed former FBI lawyer Lisa Page edited General Flynn's 302 report, then lied to the DOJ about the edits. A 302 summary report consists of the notes taken by an FBI agent on the spot when interviewing a subject. Lisa Page, Special Counsel Deputy Director McCabe, resigned. She edited Flynn's 302 as part of a small high-level group that strategically planned his ambush. Whew. How disgusting. A great hero like General Flynn, all to get Trump. They ruined this man's life. And then when you talk about the case against Trump, the attorneys admit the whistleblower had contacts with other presidential candidates. President Trump has continued to his attacks on the Democrats' impeachment resolution proceedings, and in particular, the so-called whistleblower and the irrelevance of his or her thoughts and feelings. What I said on the phone call with the Ukrainian president is perfectly stated. No reason to call a witness. Just another Democrat hoax I had to live with. Whistleblower gave false information. Dealt with corrupt politician Schiff. He must be brought forward to testify. Written answers are not acceptable. Where's the second whistleblower? And interestingly, this follows a statement from the attorneys representing the whistleblower acknowledging that their client has come into contact with presidential candidates from both parties. Really, both parties. Which one on the Republican side? There's no presidential candidate on the Republican side. There's just a president. So they mean for the last election, some of the dirty rhinos against Trump? Or maybe you meant a presidential candidate for 2012, Mitt Romney. Maybe you meant the one for 2008, McCain. All the scum that are after Trump. First, our client has never worked for or advised a political candidate, campaign, or party. Second, our client has spent his entire government career in apolitical civil servant positions in the executive branch. Third, in these positions, our client has come into contact with presidential candidates from both parties in their roles as elected officials, not as candidates. Fourth, the whistleblower voluntarily provided relevant career information to the ICIG, meaning the Inspector General, in order to facilitate an assessment of the credibility of the complaint. Whistleblower is not the story. This is the answer from the lawyers. Except the motivations of the whistleblower are relevant. As Dan Bongino noted, there is no whistleblower. There is someone with an agenda against Donald Trump. What he was blowing the whistle on didn't happen. We have the transcript of the call. This is all a farce, and no Republican should forget that. Bongino's great. And a former U.S. attorney says the whistleblower is not guaranteed anonymity. He does need to publicly testify and be open to cross-examination. They don't want him to testify. They don't want him to be cross-examined. They don't want Trump and his lawyers to be able to go after this guy. But in America, you have to. Here's an article that says if they find out his liberal background ties to the Obama deep state and far-left anti-Trump work history, their case will be ruined. And so here, their claim is, whistleblowers Eric Chiramella worked with DNC operative Alexandra Chalupa in the creation of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, fired from the National Security Council for leaks, and returned to the CIA, worked directly under James Clapper, worked in travel with Joe Biden, served in the Obama administration, worked with John Brennan, is a registered Democrat. I wonder how his lawyers could look at all that and somehow, some way, come up with what they said. Because lawyers, you know, how do you know they're lying? Their mouth is moving. Lawyers are unbelievable. Sponsor of this segment, the show Real Water. I want all of you to get real. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable, negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and I bring it with me to restaurants, the Real Water Concentrate. And now you get a Real Water Concentrate free. It's a bottle with real water in it that you drop a few drips into any water you're drinking, your coffee, your tea, your juice, your water, your wine. And it turns it into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse that's like drinking real water. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. Free, free, free. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Call 702-381-1217. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to teamgetreal.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't really know ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
I really don't know her, but if you look at the transcripts, the president of Ukraine was not a fan of hers either. I mean, he did not exactly say glowing things. I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her.
the president speaking at the White House. Now, the transcripts from the deposition that Yovanovitch gave from the White House impeachment inquiry were also released today. It's a banner day on Wall Street with all three major indexes notching new records. The Dow was up 115 points to close at a record high of 27,462. The S&P added 11 points to finish at a record 30,078. And the NASDAQ gained 47 to end the session at 84,33. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products that...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered USA Radio Newsmax TV coming up in 25 minutes. It's Newsmax TV time, joined by 70 million homes all across the country and in the primetime position, the primetime show on Newsmax TV, and we'll soon be in 80 million homes starting on November 13th. We had 6.2 million new ones in Las Vegas, San Diego, Phoenix, and Tucson, but in particular, I'm so excited, so jacked about Las Vegas, my hometown, and where I shoot my show. Right here in Las Vegas. Everybody gets to see me now on cable TV. 2 million homes in the Vegas Valley. Great stuff. Our guest is here, Alex Marlow, Breitbart News Network Editor-in-Chief, host of the Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 with the top stories trending at Breitbart.com. Alex Marlow, how are you? Wayne Root.
Wayne, it's so great to be back on the show. Thanks for inviting me.
All right, so, you know, look, I love your site, and I go to your site every morning. There's actually, you know, very few sites I go to, but in particular, Breitbart is one of three sites that I live and die with. It used to be one of the three, by the way, was Drudge Report. I got to start by saying, what has happened with Drudge Report? I don't go there anymore. When I do go there, I'm disappointed every time by the stories he picks. The headlines are horribly against Trump. Everything. It's almost like I think I'm on the opposite of the Drudge Report. Like some Democrat has killed Drudge and they've taken over without telling us. It's the most, or he sold it in the dark of the night and he ran away from Drudge Report and there's a new owner and it's Hillary Clinton. Every story is anti-Trump. You have noticed this, right?
You know, I think it's always a mistake to try to read into Drudge's mind and know what he's up to, because he's so, over the years, and he's been at this for, you know, 20 years or so, he was my front page when I was in the 10th grade. So I've been reading for a long time, and he's always surprising, and I don't know where this story ends. So we know that the headlines are not as flattering to Trump, but beyond that, where does this go in the end? And I think that there's, I just want to wait and see a little bit before I give you a broader take than that.
So you think he's surprising everybody by acting anti-Trump, and at the last minute he's going to switch to pro-Trump and say, surprise, I love Trump again, and I'm going to close the election. Is that kind of the thinking?
Well, I don't know if that's it, because, again, I'm not going to put thoughts or words into his mouth, but wouldn't that be amazing if that is how it ended up, is if he ended up later on down the road, he ends up sort of changing the general tenor of the site as we get closer towards election time, and you don't really know. You don't really know what he's going to do, but
no,
those stories are out there.
No, but you know that I used to go there 20 times a day, and I go there zero, and I go to you now, so I got to think he's killing his business. People aren't going to go back to see him switch, you know?
Sure, and I love it, and my take on what are the hottest stories are going to be a little different than what his take is on the hottest stories at this point, but his take are, these are stories that are being written, they're being put out, and they're being read by millions and millions of people, and, you know, 99% of what he's doing is aggregation, so it's kind of amazing that all these stories getting printed by Trump, and Wayne, you and I sit there, and we see that the economy's doing well, and we're he's at least making progress on a lot of the stuff he promised, and he's taking on the media and the fake news single-handedly. And we're thinking things are going pretty good, but yet all of these stories are being printed. And I find it somewhat useful to see that, look at what is happening on the rest of the establishment media. This is what they're putting out on a day-to-day basis. Look at the polls. The polls are unbelievable.
Well, they're all wrong. They're all wrong.
52%. Of course they're wrong.
They're lying. They're fraud. They're oversampling Democrats.
And they keep printing it. And they keep printing it. It's like does anyone? Well, but now we know that that's what Fox News is pointing out. I don't know if I do stuff for a living. I don't know if I would know for sure that all these major polls, including Fox News, think that Trump, most of the country wants him removed. This is what I'm saying. Let's just wait and see where it goes. But there is a service being provided, which is interesting. And if you're going to click on me a couple extra times, then thank you. Thank you for your business, and I accept.
Well, I send you a couple extra times, maybe a couple hundred an hour, to Alex Marlow and Breitbart News, and not to Drudge anymore. I'm just disgusted by Drudge. I've said my piece. All right. So, look, there's a new poll out, and I am very skeptical of any poll. You know, the minute I see a poll, I go, oh, I can't wait to see this one. 59% say Trump's interactions with the Ukraine are neither illegal nor wrong. That poll cannot jibe with what Fox News just found out, which is a majority wants to impeach and throw Trump out of office. Makes no sense if this poll is real, Alex.
Yeah, and it's, as far as we know, this is real. This is a serious poll. It's an Associated Press poll. So this is the establishment of the establishment of the establishment media. And they're suggesting that 59% say that the Trump's interactions with Ukraine are neither illegal nor wrong. So this is even the thing, Wayne, which is that you could have you could think the president didn't handle that call well and still not think that we should nullify an entire election and the vote of 30 states who put him in the White House, which that's a valid opinion, too. This is 60% of the people saying they don't think anything happened that was bad. We're just it's total non-issue with us. Let's move on and talk about something important. And it's a stunning number, and it's one that should be touted. I thank you for bringing it up.
All right, 59% think either nothing's wrong at all, or it might be wrong ethically, but it's not worthy of impeachment. And that, you know, I could live with that belief. Although I think that's silly too, because let me ask you, Alex. All right, we're two smart guys. We're both political nerds. You know, suck on politics 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Since we're both in high school, obviously, you said you had Drudge on your front page in 10th grade. So you and I are alike in many ways. Are you telling me that you believe that the Obamas of the world never asked for anything in return? I mean, to me, every president asks for something in return for everything. It's not even ethically wrong. If I'm going to give you $1 billion, you better toe the line with exactly what I want. I find nothing wrong with that at all.
Wayne, so this is a key point. So first of all, I believe firmly there was no quid pro quo established with this Ukraine call. We know this because we've read the transcript, most importantly. Second of all, we know the aid wasn't ultimately withheld. Ukraine didn't know the aid was going to be withheld. And the investigation, as far as I know, never got restarted into Joe Biden's corrupt son. So all of these work in the president's favor. But here's the deal. What is the point of foreign aid? Is it just a welfare program? Is it just communism and socialism for the world?
Right.
It's a quo program.
Right.
The whole point is we give you a little cash. You do something for us. You either become our friend or you give us access or give us information. If the whole point is quid pro quo, it would be news to me if we're just handing out money all around the world and we're not expecting anything in return.
Right. Exactly. My thought exactly. Are you still there? Sounds like you kind of went somewhere. You there, Alex?
Yeah, I'm here. I just hit muted. It's a courtesy to you.
There we go. All right, so VP Pence, Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short,
yes.
Says Democrats' impeachment agenda handing the House back to the GOP in 2020. Well, look, I sure hope so. I believe they're handing Trump a landslide electoral victory, but even I, Mr. Positive, who believes Trump's going to kick their butt from coast to coast, even I am not sure what's going to happen with the House, because that depends on the quality of the candidates we've got and whether they can raise any money and whether they're rhinos or whether they actually back Trump and they've got a big mouth like I do. If you don't have the right candidates, if you have 435 lousy candidates, you're not going to win the House back. So I'm not sure about that one, but let's get your take.
Yeah, I think that by and large you're correct, and I think that this is a pattern that I've noticed, and then I do a big national show too, and I talk to a lot of people, we take a lot of calls, and I notice that a lot of people that if they're not inspired by the candidate, they don't want to show up for them. It's just the bottom line. They don't want to show up for a candidate that they don't believe in, and they won't bite the bullet and vote for a second-tier person. They won't vote for a never-Trump-type person. So, yes, I agree with you. And are we doing enough to recruit the best and the brightest?
I don't know.
It's got to be tough going. It's got to be tough going because there's so much hatred to Republicans right now. No matter if you're a soft core or a hardcore like you or me, Wayne, you're going to get a lot of hatred for standing
right
up and being right of center. So
right.
I'm with you. We got to be cautious. But I do think that the overselling of the impeachment narrative will backfire.
It's good.
It just
no, it's
matters
good for us.
How much.
It's good for us. But the one thing I will say is, based on what this guy, Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, said, I will say that last time, 2018, Trump wasn't on your voting agenda. He wasn't there. This time he is. So it should bring out even the people that normally didn't vote in 2018 and don't care about the local congressional candidate who's not a Trump and who isn't a big Trumper and who maybe is a rhino and maybe has no charisma and maybe has no energy, maybe didn't raise enough money. Maybe it won't matter because Trump's on the ballot. So every Republican will come out and every working class person who's never voted Republican will come out and maybe he'll carry the House to victory. Unlike 2018. That would be my comment.
Yeah, I think that Trump being on the ballot is going to do huge, huge damage to the Democrats. And I think there's another thing that's going on, too, which is that Pelosi has seeded the card in the last couple of weeks where she can play the adult in the room. We need to put all the kids to bed now, and now it's time for us to let the adults operate. She's not allowing for that any longer. Now, because she's Madam Impeachment, she's with the AOC crowd and the squad.
Right. All right, Alex. You know, time goes very, very fast, but we are headed to a break. I'm wondering if you can hang through the break and handle everything on the other side. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, I do. That sounds great.
Good. Then stay with us. Alex Marlow, Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief, host of Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 with the top stories trending at Breitbart, one of my favorite websites in the world, right at the top of my list. The great stuff that is not fake news. Good news. Real news. And by the way, Liberty Health Share is real news. When I got kidney stones, first time I've ever been sick in my whole life, I got kidney stones last February. And let me tell you, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. And guess who took care of it all? Liberty Health Share. Guess who paid every bill? Liberty Health Share. Guess who took care of the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, Liberty Health Share. Guess what I paid? Just a very small deductible, and they took the entire rest of the bill. I love you, Liberty Health Share. Call them, 855-58-LIBERTY. I've been with them over 3 years, almost 4 years. They've done good for me and my family. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. My four kids are with them. Would I do that if they weren't great? LightYourLiberty.com, 855-58-LIBERTY, or LightYourLiberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know the sponsor of this entire show, and the actual naming rights for the studio go to my new political action committee called Root for the Wall, raising money for Trump's wall. It's called RootWall.com. That's the website, RootWall.com. And that's all I really have to tell you. Go to RootWall.com. Go to the website. If you're in the car, go there when you get home tonight. Easy to remember. Root Wall, Wayne Root, and you love the wall, Trump's wall, RootWall.com. And all your questions will be answered there. My video's there. My columns are there. My thoughts are there. And how the money's being dispersed is there. How the money's raised is there. It's all there. RootWall.com. And, of course, I always have to say, my lawyers tell me, Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, RootWall.com. How many of you like to say that fast 5 times in a row? I'm good, man. I'm good. We've got our guest, Alex Marlowe, with us for segment number 2. Not too many of my guests get a return visit. Breitbart News Network's editor-in-chief, host of the Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Glad to be here.
All right, so there was other good news I announced to my my Trump-adoring crowd today, and it came straight from Breitbart. People don't realize I get so many of my news stories. I go to Breitbart, and I check out one of the top 5 stories, and I build my whole show around it. So thank you, first of all. You guys are great for me. So number one.
That's why we're here. It means the world to me. The number one thing, if you can get our content into your audience's bloodstream, it's perfect, perfect, perfect.
Well, that's what I do every day. By the way, you won't be upset to know there's a few sites that I love. Used to be Drudge as one of them. Not anymore. But Breitbart is certainly right at the top. And one of the stories I picked today was the refugee inflow is way down from the Obama years and way down even from this year to next year. Trump doing a great job. Tell everybody about it, Alex Marlowe.
Yeah, so the presence of a few things which are pretty key. I think he sent a clear signal, especially with his Remain in Mexico policy, which means basically that if you get here, you're going to get turned around. So the people are going to have to apply for asylum in another country. So they can't apply, at least not as easily, as they could have in the United States. And so what this means is a net result in a huge level of refugees and migrants into the country, because what ends up happening is the way the system is designed now, if you step foot in American soil and you claim asylum there, you are entitled to certain laws. and certain rights on sort of a human rights level. And so what ends up happening is that you get a notice to appear in court, you get in a queue so that judges can take a look at your case, and you end up just entering the United States, going wherever you please, not showing up at your court date, and only a handful, less than single-digit percentage-wise, do people actually come back and go to their court date. They just go into the country, and oftentimes for life. And that's stopped now. It's a very simple policy, which is that if you're in another country that has a that has an asylum system similar to ours in the United States, you got to apply there. So you can't just come here to the United States and pick and choose where you want asylum. If you want asylum and you're in Mexico, you can apply for asylum there. And this has been a huge boon for us, and it's going to slow down refugees by a major level next year.
And that's good because, you know, look, I have nothing against immigrants. I love immigrants, but it just does seem like that there are some bad people coming in, some people that cause crime. It does seem that the U.S. government just released those statistics that 43% of federal crimes are committed by 7% of our population, which is non-citizens. And it does seem like everyone, almost 100% of people that come in, all need welfare and 100 other government programs from cradle to grave. And that's not fair to all of us. It's hiking our taxes and it's hiking our national debt. Agreed?
Yeah, 100%. And there's certainly a drain on the system. And it's not to say we shouldn't have any refugees and we shouldn't have any immigrants at all. It's just the number is way out of control. And the amount of people flooding in and not even signing the guest book is insane. It's way too high. It's no way to run the immigration system. And this is a easy step to get it back under control.
And I think I read, if I'm not mistaken, and we're talking to Alex Marlowe of Breitbart and his radio show Breitbart News Daily on Sirius XM. Patriot Channel 125. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I read that the ones that Trump is bringing in, even though the numbers are way down, they're a very high percentage of Christians and Catholics instead of a high percentage of Muslims, correct?
Yeah, it is. And this is a good thing also because this is not just picking and choosing which religion you like best. So disclosure, I'm a Catholic and I go to church. But it is Christians are the most persecuted religion around the world at the moment. Not saying it's always been that way. I'm not saying it will always be that way. But today, they're the most persecuted. And so it shouldn't only be people from Muslim countries, for example, that are getting the asylum for religious purposes. Christians should be getting it, too.
And Jews. I'm Jewish, so how about the Jews? Come on.
Absolutely.
Come on, I grew up with nothing but Jews and Catholics.
And that's a major issue here, too, going forward, Wade, because there's a huge rise in anti-Semitism in Europe, and there's big concern that online anti-Semitism is getting out of control, and that's one to watch.
Yes, it is. And I grew up in a neighborhood that was nothing but Jews and Catholics, so we love you guys. Alex, I was going to get to one more story, but we ran out of time. The music's on. We appreciate you coming on. We appreciate Breitbart and everything you guys do. You guys are fantastic. I don't know where Trump would be without Wayne Root and Alex Marlowe and Breitbart News and my TV and radio shows. I mean, we are two of a kind that fight every day for, I think, one of the great presidents in American history and the greatest modern American president by the time he's done. So we appreciate Trump, and I appreciate you. Thanks, Alex.
Same here, Wayne. Thanks a lot.
Be good. All right, Wayne Allyn coming up next. It's Newsmax TV. Don't forget, coming up on November 13th, we are Newsmax will be added to the dial in Las Vegas, right where I am here in the Vegas Valley, and all over Phoenix and all over Tucson and all over San Diego and lots of other places. If you have Cox Cable, Channel 96, starting on November 13th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.